You're listening to Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall on CJAD 800.
So that is James Menney. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. Jim, we spoke to the mayor about that whole 311 issue. You obviously heard the Côte Saint-Luc message, which you all think was pretty hilarious. I recorded one for the pretend city of Beaconsfield. I don't know if you heard that one. Do you happen to hear that one?
No, okay. Not yet. But
all
listen,
right. Yeah.
No, as I was just telling Emily, our mutual producer, this is, you know, you can't, how do you parody?
Fair
so
enough.
True.
Well,
it's so true.
To that point, Jim, Brian, if you have it handy, so here's what. So the one with Côte Saint-Luc, let's play that one first for folks who've not yet heard this one. So the 3111 for Montreal, pretty straightforward. It comes on in French, and then it says if you want service in English, you can press 2, but it tells you who, of course, will be legally allowed to get service in English. So this is what Côte Saint-Luc did.
Ville de Côte Saint-Luc. Pour continuer en français, appuyez sur 1.
If you'd like service in English, press 2. Oh, and by the way, you don't need to show us your grade 3 report card. Or your family tree going back 10 generations. And you don't have to pinky promise anything. This is the city of Côte Saint-Luc. And that's how we roll.
So there, that's what they recorded. That's real, by the way. And then I put this one together for the city of Beaconsfield, Brian.
Ville de Beaconsfield. Pour continuer en français, appuyez sur 1.
If you'd like service in English, press 2. Please keep in mind, according to the new provisions in Bill 96, we need to advise you that these services are only available to those people, for the time being, who are A, left-handed, B, have not received a parking ticket in the past 12 months, and C, believe that provincial MNAs do deserve an immediate and retroactive pay raise. Additionally, you may qualify for services in English if someone you know went to school in Quebec in English, dated an English girl or boy, and are familiar with the location of the Orange Julep. If you have a francophone-sounding last name but still want services in English, please hang up now and call the city of Côte Saint-Luc. They'll be happy to accommodate you. Thank you for calling.
That's what we've arrived at, Jim. So there you go.
Well, that, you know what? The only thing that's missing is this call may be monitored just to annoy you further.
Ah, that's good. Okay. Look, where do we go with this? I mean, it's embarrassing. Everyone's basically weighed in the same way. I'm not sure what reaction on the French side has been. I know Natasha mentioned La Presse kind of tearing it apart a little. What about what else that you have seen? Because I had a couple of texters saying from what they've heard on some French media, people are upset there's even an option for English.
Well, the usual suspects will engage in the usual howling. No, I saw the piece in La Presse, which essentially, far more soberly, is pointing out the absurdity of this. And in the end, this is one of those, you know, this is one of those juicy little stories. It doesn't matter what the Bloc Québécois has to say. It doesn't matter what the usual coterie of columnists have to say. You touched on this slightly yesterday, Aaron. New York Times, they'll be up here if they haven't already started. And you know, the rest of the world just looks at this and they just roll their eyes again. And the only thing, you know, the only thing Quebec is synonymous with is really stupid legislation. And for those people who say, oh, yeah, well, how come tourists are coming here all the time? It's because the unofficial motto of Quebec and certainly of Montreal is Montreal, where your dollar buys you $1.40. So let's just put everything in its proper context. However, that said, I was speaking to Mitchell Brownstein this morning, mayor of Côte Saint-Luc, and, you know, he said, you know, people, just to give people a chuckle, and the message won't be on there permanently, but he did point out that the lawsuits continue, that you know, we chuckle over this, but this is very serious stuff. This is yet another example of a government that doesn't care about little details like legalities or constitutional rights or whatever. They are just going to push their agenda through. And the only light I see at the end of the tunnel for if you're an Anglo in Quebec is never mind the coverage or lack of same on Bill 96 or its absurdities in the French press. What's happening in the French press, though, is that there are a growing number of stories that are singling out various cabinet ministers, various policies, which are absurd for all Quebecers, which are absolutely nuts, which make absolutely no sense. And I sort of predicted this last year, but as the months progress without a pandemic, as this government has to stand up and pretend it's in charge and that it knows what it's doing, it's going to become painfully apparent to anybody who's paying the slightest bit of attention to what's going on in Quebec, is that, as I said before, these people don't know what they're doing, and they're doing whatever they want.
the mayor, Valérie Plante, when we spoke to her earlier, said she does not like that message. She does not like the message that you get right now on 311, and she wants to change it. And I was thinking, well, other than just getting rid of it, how can you change it that's going to make it more, in a way that will make it more palatable?
Well, the other question is, why did you sign off on it? This is not a text from the provincial government. This is a City of Montreal initiative, much in the same way as Côte Saint-Luc had its very clear take on how to deal with this. The City of Montreal, which I last I heard includes Valérie Plante, decided that this would be the way. This is how we're gonna make this out. And as I mentioned yesterday, Longueuil took a completely different approach, but quite frankly, one that, you know, at least, you know, was expressed a certain amount of consideration for Anglophones visiting its site, saying how you can translate the various articles and so on. You know, but this is it. They throw out this one-size-fits-all piece of ridiculous legislation, and then you're supposed, you know, if you're a municipal politician, you're stuck holding the bag and having to figure out a way to deal with this without looking totally stupid. And as I say, in the case of Côte Saint-Luc, you know, they seem to have pulled it off. In the case of Montreal, the very fact that Valérie Plante came on and said they're going to rethink this suggests to me that, well, perhaps you or someone in your entourage should pay a little more attention to what's going on your website before you get called onto Montreal Now.
Let me ask you, if this is, like, this could be a stupid question, but, like, given that, as it's pointed out in La Presse article, 24.2% of the population of Montreal declares themselves as English speaking at home. And so, you know, in this, these new provisions to Bill 96, an exception is being made for us, right? But can an exception for the entire city be made, given that such a good proportion of our population speaks English?
Well, it could be, but it won't be. I mean, the province of Quebec can do whatever it wants to any municipality legislatively in the province. It can do, it can decide that, you know, you're going to do this, or this legislation is going to fly, or this local legislation is not going to fly. Mm-hmm. They have absolute power. Municipalities are creatures of the province. But once again, we've got, you know, the Quebec government, with all these headlines coming out about Bill 96 in the space of 24 hours. And here's Jean-François Roberge basically saying, you know, doubling down. I'm not going to change this. This is what we said we're going to do, and this is what we're going to do. And I, you know, the tacit part of that being, you know, if we look stupid, well, it's too bad, because this is what we said we're going to do. So, I mean, but this is the entire legislative theme for this government. And it's not just Bill 96, guys. There's a little something called Bill 23, which normally we wouldn't discuss that much. It's basically a reform launched by Simon-Jolin Barrette, our justice minister, to ostensibly it was to determine how many Quebec court judges there would be in the province, because the existing number were completely overworked. And so the idea was to negotiate with the Chief Justice of Quebec Court, Lucien Rondeau, and they ended up getting an additional 14. But much to Judge Rondeau's surprise, the bill now contains a little extra something that nobody had mentioned, which is the provincial government wants to take over voting the budget for the judicial council of Quebec, which is essentially the administrative arm of Quebec court. Now, the problem here is the government is saying, you're spending too much money. So what we want to do is we want to have the National Assembly, we want to have elected officials determine how much the administration of justice in Quebec actually receives, which, first of all, is a very, very dangerous breach between legislative and the judicial arms of government. But even more importantly, comes about because the Quebec court had the audacity, the judicial council had the audacity to launch a lawsuit against, you guessed it, Bill 96, which in some cases directly affects how someone can get a trial in Quebec. Bill 26 also calls for the government to determine whether or not a judge should be bilingual, even though that should be the reasoning of the Chief Justice. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there were hearings yesterday afternoon and evening. People were brought in to talk about the law. Guess who wasn't invited?
Who?
English judges?
Oh.
No.
So it's imagine if they were adopting the Montreal Now Act and you received a letter saying, you know, Monsieur Anne, Madame Natasha, we don't need to hear your input. If you want, send us a brief. And this is exactly what they did with Rondeau. This is basically the Legault government trying to gag the judiciary in this province because it doesn't like the fact it's challenging another of its cocktail napkin laws.
Wow.
That's exactly what's going on. So, yes, there's a great deal to be concerned about in Bill 96. But while we're looking at that, don't forget what else is going on with this government. Because this stuff, honestly, I don't like, you know, you guys know me, I don't like to go over the top when it comes to comparing this government to other regimes. But I'll tell you right now, this is Banana Republic 101. This is a government saying, we will determine how much money you get to administer justice. There's something very wrong with that picture.
James Manny, Montreal Gazette. Jim, thank you. You have a good weekend.
You too, guys.